Hey there, Dr. Lakin here with another podcast today, and this one on a more general topic that, to be honest with you, may sound a little bit different or odd, but it's an important one because it's something people ask me about on a fairly regular basis, and that's rectal irritation or itching. And this also includes areas in the groin or even the vaginal area if you'll get an itch or bother that really gets out of hand and is something that you don't seem to be able to get resolved. Oftentimes, the question is, well, why do I get this? And the answer is often difficult to give a specific reason. Sometimes there's a fungal or a yeast infection that's involved. Sometimes on the backside, there's maybe some hemorrhoids that could be irritated and causing itching and discomfort. But to be honest with you, the answer to why isn't so important when we start out with the issue, that is just trying to get things resolved. If the simple measures you're using haven't worked, then you're here looking at this information, trying to get some idea of some additional ways to go about things. And of course, if these things that I'm suggesting aren't going to help, then it's probably worth coming in to get checked. So, first we need to start with just, taking care of the bottom, or as I put it, TCB, which is, of course, initials that some of you may be familiar with for that were very famous for Elvis. Elvis Presley used to like to say TCB, which stood for taking care of business. But here in this podcast, TCB stands for taking care of your bottom. So the first thing you have to start off with is that one of the things that happens when somebody gets an irritation down below is they figure it's a cleanliness issue. And to be honest with you, it almost never is that. Now, certainly if things get irritated down below, sometimes having had a difficulty cleaning yourself from a bowel movement could be maybe the source that initiated it. But your bottom is not perfectly clean. Nobody's is. It's filled with germs, and that's the normal state of affairs. So do not fret over that. What typically happens is when people get irritations down below, they think, oh, I must be full of germs and other yucky stuff, and I need to wash, and get that off there, and that'll resolve it and get things cleaned up. And in fact, that's just the wrong thing to do. The tissues down below are fairly sensitive. They don't like soap, which is an irritant. They don't like soap because it dries things out. Those areas like a little bit of moisture. They like a little bit of germ. And so if you try and eliminate that, you actually make things worse. So number one, for taking care of your bottom, number one admonition, do not use soap. So you might say, well, yuck, if I don't use soap, what am I going to do? Well, there are two possibilities. One is you can just use plain warm water when you're washing down below and on the backside. Or if you'd rather, and a lot of people would rather, you get something called Cetaphil Liquid Cleanser. That's Cetaphil. Cetaphil Liquid Cleanser. It's a white liquid that comes in a blue bottle or white bottle with a blue label. And it's available at most pharmacies or grocery stores called Cetaphil Liquid Cleanser. And you can use that instead of soap down below because it's not drying and it's not killing off all the germs in the area. So that tends to be a simple thing to do. So number one, do not use soap. Number two, wash your backside with either plain water or the Cetaphil Liquid Cleanser. Then number three is dry the area of irritation thoroughly. And typically that means you have to do it gently, and I recommend a hair blower on a medium setting. And yes, if anybody witnesses this, you may be caught looking like you're trying to style your backside, but that's really not what it is. You're trying to just dry the area very gently. Rubbing with a towel can be irritating as well. So blowing with a hair blower at a medium setting is very good, getting all that moisture off, at least all the obvious moisture. We don't want to burn the area, so don't go crazy with this hair blower, but get it dried off nicely. That's very important. If you cannot use a hair blower, then try padding. Just padding dry the area with a dry towel. So if you're out of the shower, don't use the wet towel that you got out of the shower and dried off with. Use a separate towel that's dry and pad dry the area. Now, if all these things don't work and you've done them consistently for a few days, I will tell you that most of the time these things will work. But if it's not working, then the next thing you can try, and usually this will do the trick, is get a little cortisone cream and use a very small amount. So if you've been doing items number 1, 2, and 3 that I mentioned before, no soap, washing with water or Cetaphil, and drying your bottom in a very ginger way, then when you use the steroid cream, what you usually do is after you get out of the shower, when things are a little moist down below, you put a little bit of cream on your finger, now or on your fingers, and you can use either Cordade cream, which is over the counter, or you can use a steroid cream that you maybe have from the pharmacy that's been prescription. Now, do not use a super potent strong steroid cream like a Dipraline or a fluocinonide. Triamcinolone is okay. Hydrocortisone is okay, but the super potent steroids are not good because the steroid is not like a strong medication. So you can either use the Cordade, hydrocortisone, or triamcinolone. A little bit on the fingers, then applied a little bit over the irritated area, and then after that you dry off nicely again, as we spoke of before with the hair blower, because you don't want too much moisture. There is a 90%+ likelihood that this regimen will work for you. Do it consistently for a few to several days, and I'll bet it does the trick. If it doesn't, and you're still having issues, then it may be time to come in. For women, if they think they have vaginal issues, it could be maybe a yeast infection, they might need medication. For men, they also might need a yeast medication. Sometimes that's true. All of the advice I just gave you applies both to the rectal area as well as the groin area. And especially, you know, in these hot summer months when we're outside sweating up, sometimes we get irritations in these areas. And this is a very simple method for clearing things up. So try our simple methods. 1, no soap. 2, wash with plain water or Cetaphil liquid cleanser. 3, dry thoroughly with the hair blower. And 4, maybe use a little cortisone cream. Hope that helps you out. I'll bet you it does. And that's been the advice from Dr. Doug. Take care.